An excerpt from Pull and Drag entitled Pool Sharks. A couple of years ago, I went swimming at the community pool in our Knoxville suburb with my 5-year-old stepdaughter. She was excited that there was another child in the pool and smiled at him to encourage a greeting. However, we were both stunned when he turned to his grandmother and said, "She's brown. Why is she here?" Millennials may not know that public swimming pools were once segregated. There is a scene in the biopic Introducing Dorothy Dandridge, based on the life of the African-American actress, depicting Halle Berry in the starring role, dipping a toe into the segregated pool of the Las Vegas Frontier Hotel. Apparently, the actress did this as an act of resistance after being told that management would have to drain and clean the pool if she, being a black woman, got into it. This took place in the 1950s, yet here was a 4-year-old in 2014 asking why a brown girl was in his community swimming pool. While the desegregation of public pools might not be widely taught as part of race history, certainly discrimination had been introduced to this young man's consciousness from somewhere. Standing beside the floaty encased arms of her grandson, the boy's grandmother had the decency to blush at his indiscretion. If I had been quick enough, I might have responded in that sickly sweet voice people adopt when really pushed to the edge, that we are here because our housing association dues afford this black family the right to be here. Instead, I diplomatically proceeded to talk to the grandmother about the importance of young people learning how to swim. I then turned away to teach my stepdaughter how to cup her palms and pull them through the water as she stood on the second stair of the pool, her damp, neatly braided hair glistening under the penetrating sunlight. Metaphorically, I imagined the motion becoming a way for her to transcend all of the stereotypes and historical baggage that proclaimed she did not deserve the right to be there.